This is not a test.
Hey! Be careful around the plant.
I'm going straight for the top. You know I cannot stop. If anyone can do it, I can do it. I'm taking over alone. I'll do it on my own. I see the wall and I push right through it. I feel a fire burning. There's nowhere for you to hide.
And welcome back to the one and only Razzcast, episode 114. And what we like to do here on the Razzcast is have a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling. If you want to get a hold of the show, email us. Let us know how you feel, how many things that we do annoy you, all of that kind of stuff. You can email us, razzlecast@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/razzlecast. Also, follow us on Twitter, @razzlecast. Without any further ado, I am your host. I am Heavy Set. And I am joined, like always, with the Biohazard.
What's up, Heavy?
What's up? How's your week?
Week's been pretty good. It's just hot as shit.
So you're in Georgia.
It's 90 degrees today.
Now you're going to no longer complain about the heat. I mean, the pollen. Now it's going to be the heat.
It's going to be one thing or another. It's always. If it would just be 80 degrees, I'd be all right. 90 is... It sucks, man.
Still not snow.
I'd rather deal with snow than 90 degrees. Sorry.
90 degree weather doesn't build up in front of your house and you have to get rid of the heat with a shovel.
Hey, we get light dustings here. I think I'd deal with snow for a week. I'd be all right.
Ooh, light dusting. Let me get out my broom.
That's just to clear the pollen.
And we also have Mr. Old School.
Eating pussy and kicking ass.
Is that how your week was?
Yeah, pretty much. Eating pussy and kicking ass. Don't be shy.
And ladies, he's all out of asses to kick.
And then on the other side of that spectrum, we have Andy Anderson.
How's it going? I'm like double A cups because I'm for real. Like me or not.
Are double A cups a thing?
They're not.
So
that's
guess
why
what?
It's funny.
So guess what? It's not real.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
The hell come all the women I dated were like double A cups? I mean, come on.
I'm not even going there.
Yeah, too soon, too soon.
I'm not even going there. We also have Carp.
Actually, there's triple A, double A, and A cups. So,
is there?
According to the interwebs everywhere. There's all sorts of A cups for the smaller breasted women out there, for the petite lingerie types.
Fact.
So your boobs.
Okay, Magikarp.
I do love boobs, so, you know.
And by the way, Bio, I'll take the white stuff over the yellow stuff anytime.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh,
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say.
Just hit the Will, Will soundbite.
I'm flattered.
No, talking about pollen and snow is what I'm trying to say.
I'm flattered, but I don't swing that way.
That deserves an LOL in the chat room, doesn't it?
He is legitimately LOLing.
I am legitimately.
Right now.
No, he's never. Okay, this goes back to the pre-show. I've known Carp 15 years, and he's never LOLed in any kind of texting, Facebook, GroupMe, Twitter, Instagram, Pictionary, whatever. He's never LOLed, ha-ha'd, hey-hey'd, anything I've ever written.
I think I've LMFAO'd.
Not even close.
I don't know.
Zero.
I don't know.
Like I told you,
remember $100.
Since 2007, look up our chat. You have not LOL'd any single thing I've written, and it's the most bizarre thing, and it's freaking me out.
LOLing's not for me. I'm more of a physical interpretation type of person.
We were kind of talking about that because, like, I know I'm not an LOLer. If I LOL you, I'm mocking you, like, in text format. Like, oh, you think your team's really good, LOL. But normally I'm a ha-ha kind of guy.
Yeah, but not even that, nothing.
I know.
Not even a smiley face. Not even a smiley face, man.
I don't even think I've given a thumbs up either.
No, not even a fucking thumbs.
No, I always get the okay symbol from Heavy.
I don't give the thumbs up. I say like okay or cool or whatever like that. But
yeah, but well, you get the okay symbol because I thought you knew because like what Kat always says that it's the too sweet sign, and you since you don't have an iPhone,
yeah.
Which has the
the iPhone does it the one way where it looks like too sweet.
Yeah.
The Android does it where it actually looks like the okay.
Well, no, those are two different ones. Like I have the okay symbol. Like we do the okay and then the devil horns because actually because like together that's like too. For us, it's too sweet, so you can't get that because you're an Android.
Android.
Is there a reach around emoji?
This is why you are Ceramic Samurai's nemesis.
Nemesis?
She's Spider-Gwen and you're the Green Goblin.
Anyway, let's get on with the show and start things off like we always do with...
With our people's fuck.
The people's fuck?
With our people's fuck, double A.
And we're going to start off with Keep Toss Improve. We're going to go to AA.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Oh, come on, seriously. I'm trying to do other things.
Dude, you're on a podcast. What are you fucking doing your taxes? What the fuck?
No, my wife got him last week. No, my wife got him in. That was midnight yesterday.
I've never heard on the show. He's like, okay, double A. And he's like, do you mind? I'm busy. You're on the show.
fuck me. What the hell do I want to do? Man. By the way, my other opening was going to be About Time Trending Topics Network follows me on Twitter. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, he just unfollowed you, by the way.
I don't think I'm even being followed by him.
Yeah, I don't think I am either. Nope.
We're still working on that password, so yeah.
are we sure it's not the old one that I thought of?
Oh, the one with the starting with a P there?
No, start with a T.
I don't know the T one. I only know the P one. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I was joking around before, but I kind of like, I'm going to say I hate it, but I'm going to keep it. What the fuck's the deal with the Quebecian starting off fucking Raw? What the fuck's up with that?
Is that the right phrase?
Quebecian? Quebecers?
Quebecois.
It's Quebecois or Quebecer.
Quebecer. Is that a Rougeau connection then or no?
Hey, that's the beginning of the Rougeau World Order, man. RWO for life. Or RWO pour la vie.
And for the record, all the Quebecers are not the Mounties.
There you go.
But no, I like that those guys are starting off of Raw. You're getting newer guys. You get your Dean Ambrose. You're getting Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. I mean, I was having a conversation with my kids over the weekend because we just it would go on my best of the week. But I mean, they're liking the new guys. I would have thought maybe it would take a little while, but they're all into them. Sami Zayn, AJ Styles.
Zayn, not Zing.
I'm fine. I don't realize I'm saying it wrong. Sami Zayn, they love him. So I like the new guys. Keep the new guys coming.
Crazy.
Sami Zing.
It's crazy because I remember telling Carp, and I'll eat my words, I'm like, call it now, El Generico will never be in the WWE. Well,
technically, El Generico isn't in the WWE.
That's what's kind of getting me a little worried about this whole AJ Styles going for the title. Do you know it took like how many years until Jericho won the title? It took how many years until Rob Van Dam? People that were not WWE guys that came in outsiders. It seems like I don't think he's going to win it, but it's just to even get like shots at it. It just seems like it's going fast.
I thought Jericho won it within the first couple months, and then he just kind of petered out.
Well, that was a SmackDown where he won it, but they said it's not on the record books. It was kind of like he won it, but then something happened. They had it like...
Well,
it's Hebner fast-counted, so he had Triple H overturn it by threatening his life and his job and stuff.
But, I mean, he's not exactly going to win that we believe. But I mean, I've always said, like, everybody's paths, they're different. You can't be like, well, it took so-and-so this long. It took a lot of wrestlers a couple years to make it to Raw and SmackDown. Kevin Owens, he wasn't even with the company a full year yet. Not counting the time he was on TV. Everybody's road's different.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I like it. I like that they're being more advanced, more, less...
they're bringing different
safe.
People into the title picture.
Yeah. Not just Schofield into their guys. They're bringing other guys in, and they're making them a part of them right away instead of trying them out for a while.
Well, for the record, in Kevin Owens' debut promo, the very first one, he says he will change everything.
Yeah, let's all thank Kevin Owens. Yay!
Exactly. That's what, every day. We're going to bed.
You pray to the Owens.
Mm-hmm. I wish my name was Owen Owens. I think his middle name's Owen.
That would be fucking hilarious if it was.
Owen Owens.
If I wasn't afraid to get blocked by him, I would actually say, like, you could tell, like, Kevin Owens is the greatest heel in the company, because what kind of asshole would name their son Owen Owens? But I don't want to get blocked.
Yeah, he would instantly block you for that. I mean, he blocks Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Who isn't he willing to block? So.
I'll just wait to tell him in person someday. Other than that, the new direction for a lot of stuff in WWE is great right now, and I think that's actually the point. It's now trying to figure out not necessarily what the payoff is, but like with the whole like Shane being in charge thing. Like, okay, where are we exactly going from here? I'm enjoying the ride. I just kind of want to get a glimpse on the horizon of what's next. But in due time. What else you got, fucker?
Can I do two keeps, or do we have to go with the one or the other? I just feel like I'm trying to be. It seems like I have to come off negative when I don't want to be. It's like I got to pick something and.
Well, that's
be
why.
Negative.
Well, an approve isn't necessarily negative. Toss is something that is just kind of negative. But if you want something to improve, you're basically saying I like it, but let's just change this as let's improve this.
Like, let's improve, or let's keep Ryback off TV, something like that.
Okay, let's improve Bret Hart at coming out with Natty at Payback, but hopefully he comes out on Raw before it waits until Payback. I want to see, or maybe. I don't know. That was awesome. It's just the way it happened backstage like that. It was kind of like, okay, that was like, it seemed like that would have been a huger moment than just during an interview like that. If there's another way that they could have announced it or have him come out or have him video or so. I screwed you. You screwed me over again. Well, next time, you know, or have it. Having, here's the deal. This is what you could have done. Having Shane come, her get screwed over again, have Shane come out. Okay, I'm tired of this happening. We're going to even things out at Payback. You're going to have someone in your corner and then announce it's going to be Bret Hart. Instead of doing it like in an interview, have something like that happen. That's what I thought would have probably been better, but maybe not. That's what I would have improved.
But, I mean, why Brett, though? Because they've already done it. They did it in NXT TakeOver.
No, that never happened. Nope.
No. Okay. How disappointing is that for the Anvil? You have him on Total Divas all the time.
Yeah, he's got to work on he's got to work on being, like, drunk all the time. We can doing that.
He's part of their rehab program, so that would look good for them.
While he's in rehab.
He's over the drinking and the pills and all that shit.
Yeah, well, who's the bigger name, though?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, Brett's going through chemo right now. Why are you bringing in... Fuckers. Why are you bringing him all the way down? Well, the guy's going through chemotherapy.
Isn't he done, though? He said he's good.
I know that if it's the same type of colon cancer that's existed in my family background, then they cut it out and he still had to do 6 to 9 months of chemo, so...
But sometimes you cycle in and cycle out where you have a good week. So maybe if they scheduled around it being like a good couple weeks or something, that he should be fine.
Maybe.
Do you know who they might be able to bring in? It would be a really big hit. Owen. Too soon.
Wow.
Never mind. It's,
just bring out an urn. Oh, my God. I can't believe they're doing that.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but I think that would be more of a crash and a burn. I don't think that would count.
Ric Flair would probably just be too afraid that Owen would work too stiff.
Ooh.
I feel so bad for laughing right now.
We are all going to hell.
Yep. Chris Benoit, see you later. Anyway.
That's me. I'm done.
Crispin who? Anyway.
Wow.
Chris Voldemort.
Let's go to Chris Voldemort. Go to Carp.
Improve Summer Rae in that Divas match. To me, you should be building another Diva in that. You know, you had Lana at WrestleMania. Why not have her in this match? But they're doing nothing with her. I don't know if she's training down in NXT. But I don't know. Summer Rae's outlived her usefulness on TV, in my opinion. So that would be my improvement.
No, I think Lana was at all the live events over the weekend, too.
Yep.
So she was there. She could have just been used.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just me. I'm done with Summer Rae on my television. They have better divas coming up. Or
no.
Right now. So.
No.
Women.
I think if they...
We don't use that word anymore.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We don't use the D word.
Yeah, my bad.
Dick? So it's always dicks.
Sucking dick and kicking ass.
And my keep is
for
all sorts of Quebec that was on this program. From Owens and Zayn to Maryse with Miz. All the Quebec, all the time on my wrestling makes things better.
All the Tim Hortons.
Shea Tim Hortons.
I don't mind Summer Rae because she's an actual wrestling fan. She's kind of like the Mizes of the world. I don't mind her being out there. I mean, she's got a passion for it. It's not just a job for her. She likes doing what she's doing, kind of a thing. So I don't know if you guys have seen her interview with Renee, but it was a pretty good one. I don't mind Summer Rae.
But because they have Summer Rae, but yet they're building a feud between Emma and Becky Lynch. Why not have Emma in her place?
Was Emma on the tour?
Emma was on SmackDown this week. I know that because it was one of the few times I watched SmackDown because I read the spoilers and I said, shit, this SmackDown looks good.
Yeah, but that's last week's SmackDown.
Yeah.
I'm talking about because they're in England.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
Maybe after stealing something, you can't travel. I don't know. That's, I'm being serious. I don't know. I'm wondering.
If it's a felony, you can't travel.
I thought she got that thrown out.
She's from Australia, so it's not like she doesn't have a passport.
That's true.
Yeah. Does she not have a working visa? Would that not have been pulled with the arrest?
Oh, she's got to have a working visa. Maybe, I don't know her story then. So I kind of forgot that she was New Zealand? Australia?
It's petty theft. It must got dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wonder why she didn't call the... Yeah. I don't know.
Here, the court ordered her to perform community service and an online course, after which the charge would be dismissed. They initially released her, and then WWE released her, and then decided against releasing her.
Like the next day.
Yeah, so.
It's okay, Emma. I've had the same thing happen to me. Literally fired and hired back in the same day, within like 15 minutes. Just right.
Did you like George Costanza and pretend you weren't fired?
No, it was. To basically explain briefly what happened was basically I got fired, and then I had a friend of mine who was partially responsible for me getting fired actually went back in and begged for my job back. True fucking story. Where are we going on that?
You're talking to Carl.
By the way, George Costanza, by the way, George, I think, quit and then showed up the next day.
He no-sold it.
Yeah. I think that's good for Carter.
Yep.
Because he just said, that's my keep, that's my toss. All right, we're good.
Yeah, there's not much to just really say. Again, like I said, the more Quebec wrestlers that they can have on their TV, the better.
So, it's really goody.
I mean, if once Mike Bailey is allowed in America again, maybe bring him in their cruiserweight division that they're supposed to have. So.
All right, let's go to Mr. Oswald.
Keep the opening segment, Ambrose Asylum. Guy's fucking great on the mic, man. You could see he was ad-libbing a bit, too. Shane was on point. Owens was on point. Just really fun opening segment. And also, I'm going to keep the Miz TV segment. Miz with Maryse is, like, legit now. It's fucking, I don't know, the last 2 weeks, this guy has gotten more over than he has in 2 years. It is crazy. And fucking even says, what? What's that?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut in on you.
Thanks, Will. Even fucking Cesaro too, man. Cesaro coming in with his transporter gear and a fucking pull-off suit. Like he's a fucking badass. They're letting him do his finishing moves now, and they're actually fucking pushing him. So they're doing a lot of good stuff, a lot of right stuff.
I need to dis. Oh fuck! Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Will.
I need to disagree
with you about him. Andy.
Go ahead, man.
I need to disagree with you about him not being. Well, I guess that's your opinion, but he's been good for the longest time. When he came out with this new deal about him being this A star, and then he had Mizdow. I mean, he's been doing good for a long time. I think when he came back this last time, I like it. He's been money ever since he came back.
I've always been a fan of the Miz. And I think one of the biggest things that hurt his career, no, it's not that face turn, because actually I like the face turn, because that's the kind of a guy you want as a face, because like all the stuff that he does, like with media and all that stuff, but it's more CM Punk. CM Punk put the biggest stain on his whole career. If it wasn't for CM Punk, I believe Miz might have been a main eventer longer. But no, oh no, why do you put him in WrestleMania? Fuck him. And oh, wait a minute. Where's CM Punk now? Oh, that's right. He's in the UFC. Where's The Miz, who's been meeting?
Yeah, sorry. He's not in the UFC, technically. He has a contract. He hasn't fought yet, and I don't think he will. We'll ever see him in the Octagon.
Okay, signed to UFC, so tomato, tomato. But he's with the UFC, and where's The Miz? Oh, the same guy that's been pretty much eating shit, not sniffing the main event picture, not even getting another title run, not getting a record-breaking title run in the past 20 years. Oh, you got most of that, and you quit. But he's still here. Fuck you, CM Punk.
I've personally been a fan of The Miz since he was the Chickmat in their version of ECW that they had. I've always been a big fan of The Miz. And me and Scruff have said, like, this guy, he's going to be the thing at one point, and he was. And we basically told Mr. Old School, fuck you, we were right.
Yeah, he didn't
tell
it well.
Am I the only one that has not been a fan of The Miz?
I've been more hot and cold with him. I like the Mizdow stuff. It was fun, but it wasn't.
It was more of a
sideshow
view. It was more on Mizdow than it was Miz.
Yeah, agreed.
But I think you're liking Maurice, not The Miz, though. I think if you think all of a sudden he's hot, it's Maurice that you like. You don't.
No, it's not. It's not that I like Maurice. It's that Maurice brings him to that next level, and I find it spices up his gimmick. And it just seems like he comes with more of a confidence now, like he belongs there. Whereas he was more of an afterthought. Now he's got the belt. He's fucking in the back with his cucumbers and on his eyes. He's all like, they're putting throwing coats down so he doesn't step in a puddle. Like, and Maurice is just building on that and really has brought his fucking A game now. And to me, it's like that he deserves that belt now. He's not just holding it.
Well, of course Of course he deserves it. He has a special set of skills.
I think
take three.
I think he's always deserved it, especially recently, even with the Mizdow stuff. He's a role player, not a main eventer. And a lot of the roles he's been given, he's actually done it really well. When he had the feud with Ryback, I loved it. When he first started the "When my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut," that was awesome. No pun intended.
Plus, he can fill in. Plus, he can fill in and be your tough enough your MC guy. He can do announcing stuff. He's the whole total package. I could see him as being a manager down the road.
I think the funny thing is, I don't think Miz ever gets enough credit. Like, people still look at him as that real world guy and not a guy who is an independent wrestler, so they look down on him. And it's like, well, he's still been around for how many years now? He's actually got a credible resume now.
The only bad thing is he's from Cleveland. That's the only bad thing.
Anyway, moving on.
Oh.
Well, I had my two keeps, so go ahead, Bio.
I would like to keep the fact that the tag team division's getting this revitalization, especially since you had the Vaudevillains and End Zone Cast go over, and now they're in the finals. I think that's great that you have all these new teams coming in and people are more interested in tag team matches now. Or at least that's how it seems to me anyway.
Long live the tag team revolution. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys caught SmackDown, but Enzo was wearing, like, how he undoes his suspenders there.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, like, a thing written on the back. On SmackDown, it was keep talking, and it was the poop emoji.
Keep talking shit.
Yeah, I thought that was beautiful.
That had such a big fight feel, and they only built that up for 2 weeks. But just them and the Dudleys, man, like, I was excited to see that match.
I honestly feel like the Dudleys are going to dick them over, and we're going to see them at Payback.
No, yeah, no, the match is at Payback.
Yeah, the match is at Payback, but dick
the
them
finals
over at Payback.
Match?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think they're going to big dick Dudley them over. And,
so you mean they're going to bury them, literally?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
But I didn't think that was a poop emoji. I thought it was chocolate yogurt.
No, it was the poop emoji. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. And I paused it. I'm like,
what's,
holy shit, it is.
What? I keep fucking up with the Deadpool quote.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was, like, what was it? Maybe it's a chocolate frozen yogurt or something. Like, I didn't, like, it took me a while to realize that was poop or shit. They said.
Yeah. See, the way it's looking right now, I figured Dud screw over Enzo and Cass. Extreme Rules is the next pay-per-view. So there you go. Enzo and Cass versus Duds and Extreme Rules. Probably a tables match.
No. So.
Was it me or they were working fucking stiff, man? It's like everybody brought their A game. Give an example. Even like Fandango against Corbin.
Aaron Corbin?
Yeah. Like Fandango was chopping the shit out of him. And then you see Corbin was fucking nailing him too. Like, I was really liking that aggressive thing with Corbin, and I've never liked Corbin, and I actually liked him in that match.
Stomach face?
Fucking, even him and Ziggler fucking sold that end of days crazy, man. I was, to me, that normally I would see that as a throwaway segment, and I was like, fuck, this is a good segment.
Yeah, the match wasn't that bad, considering it's just, it was seemed like it was going to be a squash match, but the match wasn't actually that bad.
You could see, like, I don't know if it was on purpose or whatever, but Fandango was working him stiff, man.
Well, when you sign a guy that's called the King of Strong Style, everybody needs to step up their game.
When you sign a guy like Brock Lesnar, why didn't everybody step up the game already?
Because he only fights 3 times a year.
Yeah, so does Undertaker.
if you get lucky 3 times a year for The Undertaker.
We had it last year, though. But anyway, we're going off.
But it was against Brock Lesnar twice.
So, I wish count. I'd get lucky 3 times a year.
I love that.
I'm
quote.
Not impressed by your performance.
Thank you for reading my mind. Thank you for reading my mind.
We put it at the end of the show one time. It's like, hey, honey, can I get laid tonight? No.
Sometime with this show, you gotta listen to the very last second.
God, it was hilarious.
That was the chocolate chip emoji, by the way. That's the part of the line, I think, is he always chicken top.
I didn't think it was chocolate chip emoji, was it?
I thought he said, yeah, that's the shit emoji. I always confuse it with the chocolate chip, or I always thought it was a chocolate chip one for the longest time. That's if you put a gun in my head and told me to say the line, that's what I would say.
So the line is, that's the shit emoji, you know, the turd with the smiling face and the eyes. I thought it was chocolate yogurt for so long.
I thought, yeah.
Oh,
see,
chocolate yogurt.
See,
okay.
That's what I said.
Bang.
But anybody calls it the poop emoji, I'm like, oh, I thought it's chocolate yogurt.
Chocolate yogurt, okay. See, I was wrong. Bang.
I guess in,
bang, bang.
I guess in Iowa they have a PG-13 version.
Of Deadpool. I had... continue.
Oh, I'm kidding. I'm messing with you.
Whoa.
Lois, she's not my Batman glass.
Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, just there was one small improve.
Bio, improve.
Okay. There was just one small improve I had. There were certain parts of the show where you could tell that crowd noises were piped in again, and it's just getting aggravating. The only thing that I liked from it was when Roman came out, they were booing him, and even the piped-in noise was still, you could hear the cheers, but it was real heavy on the boos, too.
Why do people care about piped-in noise?
I want to hear the fan reaction. That's why I watch Raw Live, or Raw in general, and why I don't watch SmackDown.
I don't know, I have my... Go ahead.
I cannot watch SmackDown because of the pipe noise. I can't do it.
I had
That's
headphones
exactly
on.
Why I don't watch.
I had headphones on. I really couldn't catch it too much. I mean, there was a couple. I mean, they literally booed the hell out of them. And there was a couple girls going, yay. But, I mean, there wasn't a lot of piping cheers at all.
But
you can't fix that. You can't. No. I don't care how good of an edit guy you are. You cannot fix that amount of booze unless you silence the whole crowd.
Now, last night it was nuclear. It was so...
Nuclear.
Nuclear. It was so, like...
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
No more... Never an LOL for you now. Never.
I'm never getting one anyways. I don't care.
You wait till he finished.
Yeah, and you did say there's no D in
finish.
I
stand corrected one week later.
Not even on your anniversary, you're not going to give him an LOL?
Never.
On your
never, ever, ever.
I just don't.
You should buy him an LOL ring and send it to him.
I just don't understand, like, why piped in noise matters. Like, half the time, I ignore crowd, period.
That's you. When I watch wrestling, I like to hear the crowd, hear how they're reacting to things. And when you watch SmackDown, it's like, this is how WWE wants you to feel about the character. Whereas when you watch Raw, it's like, oh, this is how people actually feel about the guy. Or even though I think we're all in agreements that booing Roman has been the cool thing to do lately.
It is kind of weird if I think about it, because it's like I want something legitimate out of something that's predetermined, but it's like a cat, like it's a hypocrisy, I guess, but just something that my OCD, the second I hear that piped in crowd noise, I'm like, there's something wrong with this, and I literally get antsy, and I want to smash something, and I have to turn it off.
Okay, I don't get that level. I just don't watch it.
Like, the only time that it's ever bugged me, and it's actually not with the crowd noise, because that's when I could tell, but it's when I have headphones on. But whenever the commentary for SmackDown, when I'd get the international release, oh my God, you could tell what was changed on commentary or what was added later. Because as I'm listening to the headphones, like, regular commentary that was done normal would come through both speakers. And then every so once in a while, there'd be something that's said that only comes out of one. And it just, the delivery at it was a little bit different, too. So you could go, okay, this was added later. Okay, this was regular. Oh, this was added later.
I actually hear it on TV shows, too. Like, I was watching Bar Rescue the other day, and you could hear where Tafford fucking adds something in later. It's just wrong, and it feels wrong, and I think it's that thing where, yeah, I'm used to seeing it. I like Bio. I'm used to seeing it live. I like that authentic crowd reaction, and when it's not there, it just seems like I'm watching a fucking wrestling show out of the 80s, and I cannot deal with it.
What else you got, Bio?
That was both mine.
That was, I can't remember. Did I get old school? Got everybody. Okay, it's on to me.
Yep, it's you.
I hate going, but agree with the Ambrose Asylum thing. I like that whole aspect of it. I do. I like interview shows in general, and sometimes you get some that come along that, well, you could tell it'll last a long time, or it's to help elevate a wrestler. Like, actually, it started to turn into a debate that we never went back to, but a friend of mine was actually trying to say that Dean Ambrose is hardly utilized. And I'm thinking, he just began Raw and main evented it. What do you mean hardly fucking used? And giving him an interview segment is, like, awesome. There's been a lot of great ones in history, and there's been a lot of bad ones, and I think he works really well in those kind of circumstances, and he's going to be entertaining as fuck to throw him out there. So definitely keep Ambrose silent.
I found the way that they've built Ambrose is perfect for his type of character, really. So to me, they didn't shoot him to the top right away like I thought they were going to, but that's because they wanted Roman up top first. But his slow build has been really good, and if and when the turn happens, I think it's going to be amazing. So.
I'm curious, what is everybody's favorite interview segment throughout history of wrestling?
Where Macho Man's talking about the cream rising to the top. And
no,
he's
no,
got
no,
a little creamer.
I meant, like, interview segment like that was out in the ring done by a wrestler. Those ones. Like the Ambrose style. And not talking individual ones, talking like the series, the ones that hosted them.
Well, I mean, the Jericho show has always been great, especially when he did the Shawn Michaels stuff where he threw him through that Jerotron, insanely expensive Jerotron 35,000 or whatever it was point.
Yeah, I have to agree with Carp. I always loved the Jericho 5,000 or whatever it was. I was at a Raw where he did one, That was when they were trying to put over the hair match between him and Kevin Nash. I've always been a big fan of the highlight reel.
Carlito's Cabana.
Old school.
Oh, fuck. Probably, I think it just goes with his skills, but Miz TV probably is one of the best. Like, recent. If you're going classic, Piper's Pit.
You didn't like the dirt sheet?
The dirt. Fuck the dirt sheet.
The cool thing is there's so many throughout history. There's, like, many that are forgotten, too. Like, who remembers King's Court with Jerry Lawler?
Yeah.
Paul Bearer funeral. Oh, well, not. Oh, it's Paul Bearer's, just the funeral parlor. But my favorite, especially because back in the day, I feel like since they didn't do him in ring, the sets were a little bit more elaborate. But the Heartbreak Hotel.
Man.
Because of the bed, the neon light, the lamp, like they decked that out.
So
I was. How about the Kelly expose?
That was an interview.
That was an interview segment. That was just.
Love you.
I still.
Oh, yeah, brother love.
Yeah,
so, according to Pro Wrestling Wiki, there's Ambrose Asylum, Brother Love Show, Carlito's Cabana, Heartbreak Hotel, King's Court, Matt Stryker's Classroom.
Oh, yeah, that was short-lived.
Miz TV, Off the Record, oh, well, that's a Canadian thing, so forget that. Piper's Pit, obviously. The Abraham Washington Show.
On ECW.
Yep.
I remember Tony Atlas.
Barbershop, Cutting Edge, Dirt Sheet, the Flower Shop. I don't even remember that. Okay. Funeral Parlor.
Adrian Adonis.
Yeah. The Funeral Parlor, The Highlight Reel, The Peep Show, The Snake Pit, and finally VIP Lounge.
With MVP, yes. So many.
Yeah. So there's been 19 confirmed ones on Pro Wrestling Wiki.
I saw someone recently that would do great with an interview segment, and I just can't remember what it would be.
I like to see a Mick Foley one.
Well, normally you do active wrestlers.
Okay, sorry.
You notice that. Normally people who do this are active somewhat in the company, too. Like, a lot. Like, I mean, Lawler was wrestling, so he was active talent.
So you didn't want the Great Khali to have one?
You could have Adam Rose. Oh, never mind.
You could have
Connor and Adam Rose's drug talk.
And it was for 60 days that they got suspended, because they were suspended before.
Yeah, they're almost pretty much done. I think Adam Rose is fucked. Your first gimmick on Raw and SmackDown failed, and now you threw this away. Has it been announced what it was that they failed? Because I heard a lot of people try to say it was like HGH and all that, but I'm like, I don't. Just because you fail at wellness doesn't mean it's that. It could be anything.
And, like, it's not like they're both huge fucking guys. They're not in the greatest shape.
I haven't heard. If you asked me, it probably was, like, cocaine or something like that. But I don't know.
It was probably marijuana, to be honest with you.
That's what I was thinking. But I thought the rules for marijuana were a lot different. Like, that's actually one that you could fail a drug test for, and they don't have to suspend you. Or you can get caught with it, and they don't have to suspend you.
Randy York.
Rob Van Dam.
They don't.
You got stripped.
They don't have to suspend you. That's what I'm saying. They don't have to. Can. They don't have to.
What are you getting at, Heavy?
No, I'm saying because there's people who. Because remember with Swagger. Swagger didn't.
What are you trying to hint at, Heavy? What are you trying to hint here, Heavy?
He's saying, hey, watch the plant. That's what he's trying to say.
That was pretty good, man. Andy, you know what? I'll give you kudos for that one. That was good.
Did I get an LOL for that?
Yeah, you get an LOL.
But you don't get an LOL from Carp, and that's where you want the LOL.
Yeah, Carp never gives out any kind of acknowledgement in text form with H's or L's or O's, nothing.
Yes, I have. It's just you.
H-L-O.
My toss or improve. I don't really have one.
Yeah, my improve was kind of scraping the bottom. Well, there wasn't a lot that was wrong with the show.
It's not necessarily wrong thing, but if I were to improve anything right now, maybe I wouldn't put the Dudleys versus not the Dudleys, Enzo and Cass versus the Vaudevillains at Payback. I'd have the finals then, but that's something I'm waiting for them to play out, because I think a lot of people, not just what we were talking about, I've heard other people say too, like, it could be leading to some sort of Extreme Rules match between the Enzo and Cass and the Dudley Boys. So it kind of makes sense. Like, all right, you're going to want to stall it off so you can have that line up perfectly. Though it's going to be interested to see what they do between these two, who's going up against a New Day and what's happening. Will you do Enzo and Cass? Will you do the Vaudevillains?
And Sir Heel.
And we also have the big question of Gallows and Anderson.
I see one of those two coming in and fucking up. Probably fucking up How You Doing and them having a feud, maybe.
How You Doing?
Big Cass and Enzo. They need a team name, man. They need... Yeah, team How You Doing or something.
No, I don't think so.
You don't need a name.
I don't like the fact that Lillian called him Colin Cassidy, though. Just call him Big Cass.
Yeah, well, I like just Enzo and Cass.
But just calling him Colin Cassidy, it just sounded weird.
Well, don't forget the Usos are Grammy Award winning.
She's got it. She should say that every week, just to fucking rub it in.
And is it me or did... The Too Sweet was off camera, and I wanted it to be on camera. It was too high. The Too Sweet was too high.
Well, Gallows is pretty tall.
And you know what? Gallows surprised me on the mic. He was pretty good. Like, in the back there.
I love that they kept going with the hoot thing from their podcast.
But he really, like, I remember him being with Punk back in the day, and he was shit. Like, I find he's really stepped it up.
Yeah, all the time in New Japan and Ring of Honor. Helped him out a lot.
He's...
AJ Styles almost called him Doc.
Yeah, yeah,
I think with Gallows is he's just... After he left WWE, he just did a lot of shit. I mean, not just what you mentioned. I know, you know, he's on the original Wrestling Road Diaries. No, the second one, not the original. The second one.
Can you find... you can be found in that as well, right?
Yes, I can.
I can spot not, the heavy.
I cannot be found in the first one because I was not a fan yet. But, yeah. I will move on. Let's get on to what's on. And we will start with Mr. Old School.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Can you, like, I know I'm sounding like Andy right now. Could you temporarily move to somebody else? I was not prepared.
You just fucking, like, for like 3 minutes yelled at me about how can I not be prepared when I'm on a podcast, and you do the same thing. What
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Let's go to Andy.
Eat it, fucker. you fucker.
I went to a drive-in movie, and I love my kids, but I really do not like other people's kids. Is that a bad thing?
Nope.
It's my kids, because we have everything set up. We get, like, our food out and stuff. All of a sudden, our cousins show up. They eat all the M&Ms. I get jack shit. Then I asked them to, okay, go back to your grandma's car, which was parked right in the frickin' front of us. And then they're sitting on top of the fucking vehicle. So I'm trying to watch the show, and I see just the silhouette of these two kids in front of me. And I'm a jerk. You can call me a jerk, but I ripped out they give a handout when you come in that has like the rules. And I went to the grandma, like, I'm so sorry, but the rules say that there cannot be anyone on your vehicle. So I just felt like a real big jackass, and I'm sorry, but I wanted to watch this Jungle Book movie, and it just, I don't know. I watched Jungle Book. I liked it. We didn't stay for Zootopia afterwards because my wife was grumpy and wanted to go home. So I missed out on Zootopia, and it was cold. I don't know where you guys are at. Fucking Montreal's probably below zero now, but it was cold out at night, so I didn't get to stay for Zootopia.
I'm laughing because of what I've watched this week.
Zootopia.
I went to pull a heavy set. I went to see Jungle Book and then Zootopia right afterwards.
Is it now called the heavy set now?
Yeah, it's universally known as the heavy set, the 2-for-1 movie.
I didn't do two. I did 4.
No, you snuck it into the other movies. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I watched. Don't hate me for this, but I was working I work on Mondays, and second job, I got to watch whatever's on the TV. They were watching Dancing with the Stars, and I'm sorry.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Paige VanZant, the UFC women's fighter, she could be a diva. She could be, I love
Don't
her.
Don't say the D word.
Yeah.
Did I say the D word? I'm sorry. She could be she could be a woman's superstar. She's tomorrow, man. I mean, She's just a natural at everything, and she's so cute. I just want to hold her in my hands.
Okay, that's getting weird. Can we move on?
She won't be leaving UFC anytime soon. She's got a really good contract for a chick her age. They're going to re-sign her. She only has one loss, so she's got huge potential in her weight class.
It's just hard to believe that she's a fighter, man. It just is.
Watch some of her fights. I guarantee you all of us together would not last very long.
Oh, I know. I hear you. I've seen her fights. I know. That's what I'm just saying. It's hard to believe that she... If you would line up people and say, okay, pick out the pro fighter, I don't think anybody would probably pick her out in a lineup. So.
You would love her and squeeze her and hold her?
And call and her pat George? Her,
pat her and pet her.
They have you ready whenever you are.
And then, what was I going to say? I'm done. I've been watching some ODR shows, but other than that, I'm done.
All right. Let's go back to Mr. Old School.
I watched the most two random documentaries over the weekend on Netflix. The first one is a comedy with Hitler in it. It's called
A comedy with Hitler in it.
Yeah, it's a German comedy with Hitler.
That's
it's
like
called...
what musical were they? If they make a musical about Hitler, the producers.
So the movie is called Look Who's Back, and the premise of it is that Hitler somehow time travels from the 40s into present-day Germany, like out of nowhere, like Back to the Future-esque type thing. He wakes up in a field, and he's like, he's dumbfounded by all this technology. People are taking selfies with him and shit. It's fucking crazy. It's a really wacky film, but it's actually really interesting. It's very good. The second one I watched was a 90-minute documentary on General Tao Chicken. Where it came from, who was General Tao, fucking Asian American cuisine. I figured I'd turn it off in 5 minutes. I actually was interested enough to watch the entire thing.
I always say it wrong, but I love it. And I always hate when they want to, like, it comes to you to order. I want that General Chicken, damn it. I never know how to fucking say it.
Yeah, I pronounce it General Tao, but I've heard General Tso, General So. Like, I've heard a million different ways, too.
I would say General Tso's.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be General Tso's, but the places we go here in Montreal, it's always like T-A-O instead of T-S-O, apostrophe, whatever.
Maybe just too hard to pronounce, so they just made it easier. I don't know.
What usually happens is I always like, fuck it, honey chicken.
Yeah. There you go.
There's a Chinese place that I really like where they don't have General Tso's chicken. Their equivalent to it is called Governor's Chicken, and it's really good. I love it.
So, yeah, Hitler and General Tao this weekend.
Did you do a podcast on the Air Force One?
No, I actually got postponed until further notice.
Good, because I wasn't going to be able to do the show anyway.
Well, there you go. Worked out. Yeah, it was only like Will was available, and I don't want to hear him talk for 3 hours. So.
At least he wouldn't interrupt anybody.
Well, I'm sure he would have somehow interrupted himself. I don't know how it's possible, but if anybody can do it, Will can do it.
All right. Kirk.
Like I said, I went and pulled a heavy set today and watched two movies for the price of one.
Wait. I got to pull a heavy set before you pull a heavy set.
What do you mean? Have to go watch two movies for the price of one?
Never mind. That was a bad joke. It didn't come off right. Sorry.
So Jungle Book, unfortunately I was surrounded by a bunch of little Charlies, kids who wouldn't shut the fuck up during the movie. So that kind of made it slightly more disappointing for the film. And then Zootopia wasn't bad. There was only one kid and he made like a few points. So I enjoyed Zootopia a little more. I also watched How Beer Saved the World. It's a, Discovery documentary. If you're a beer drinker, go find out how beer saved the world. And as well, we finally got Brickleberry seasons 1 through 3 on Canadian Netflix, and I've been watching that, and that shit is hilarious.
What's that?
Brickleberry, it's an animated comedy with Daniel Tosh is the voice of a bear cub.
Brickleberry!
Yeah. It's pretty freaking hilarious. So I enjoy it quite a bit, and I'm only 9 episodes in, but I'm going to watch it all. So.
And
Well, all I've really been watching is been catching up on whatever new seasons of Family Guy they added to Netflix. I'm sure it's an older season. It's The Simpsons. The crossover episode is the first and second episode of the season. I had never watched the season, so I had cut through a couple episodes of that. But, yeah, I don't watch a whole lot of TV anymore. NXT, WWE, Raw, that's about it.
See, on me, I'm going to save most of that for Best of the Week. Shit, I didn't really watch shit this week. I don't have that much time. I meant to sit down and watch Air Force One, but I didn't fucking do it. That turned into something else. I can't even remember what I was doing. Watching like a bunch of random, I think, YouTube stuff. I know last night, before I went to bed, I was starting to look up drive-through pranks. And the ones I like the most are like the guy that does the invisible driver. Because he does ones that don't require like a lot on his part. All he has to do is just like pull up and then just watch people's reaction to either like a skeleton sitting there or nobody sitting there. But it's the ones that like are doing pranks to people. Like, I find those annoying. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. That's shitty. What's on? But I'll make up for it later. Let's go to emails.
Wait. No pops that you guys bought or anything, so you guys don't forget to say it.
No. I didn't buy any this week.
Me neither.
Emails.
Oh, shit. We do have one. I gotta find.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Okay. Oh, fuck. I still got the one of a picture. I gotta take that off. Thanks, GBL. I appreciate it. Okay. So we got Katie on.
He saved that picture as the background on his phone, by the way.
Yeah, I did. Hey, LL said he was going to send one, so I don't know what the heck's going on, because we said we got one from another European guy, so I don't know if the European emails aren't coming through, or they got the wrong address, or what, but apologize to LL if you sent one. It didn't show up in the inbox, so.
Have you checked all mail, just make sure it didn't go into junk?
I'll do that here before I got Katie's pulled up, so we're going to go into Katie's. Hey guys, sorry couldn't be on this week. Have been sick past couple of days. Oh, I hope you feel better. I hope it's not morning sickness. I should be better for the next one. Well, I guess it could be more. Anyway, I should be better for next week for sure for payback predictions. I just say that we should do them right now.
No, we shouldn't.
I just say that I've been enjoying the build up for all the matches coming up, and all the new faces have been booked really well. In my opinion, I am most curious of how the Rang Styles match is going to end with Anderson and Gallows in the picture. What do you guys think? I'll be back next week. Later, Katie the First Lady. So, Anderson Gallows in the picture with Rings and Styles. How's it going to, or what's your guys' thoughts on that?
I have this gut feeling that they're going to turn on Styles.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring,
kind of what I'm thinking.
Bring up Balor, like have Balor take him out, take Styles out, and then bulletproof club it.
No fucking way. I'll bet you money right now that does not happen.
I'm going with
that. Would be cool, though.
I'm going with they sign with Reigns.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
I'm going with they cost Styles the match to get back at Styles for shitting on them. I don't think they side with Reigns per se.
What's the over and under on us actually see a two sweet on one of these shows here coming up? I'll set it at two more shows. Do we see a two sweet? Do you take an over or under?
I mean, technically you've seen it on Raw, but just because you didn't see it in camera, Luke Gallows is tall.
that should be the name of the episode. Luke. But we didn't see.
No, I already know what I'm naming the episode. Like,
maybe they just fist bumped. You don't know if they two sweeted.
I just found a picture of Roman Reigns drinking a coffee mug, and on the side it says Smark's Tears.
Yeah, that's or came out earlier today. I posted in the LWC that picture in the LWC link. I mean, all WC chat, and also there's a link to buy that mug that I happen to find.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like someone threw it up today. It's like, I guess, been around for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Access this year.
Them showing up, though, it kind of threw a little wrench in the deal. Or, I mean, it's kind of cool, but it's kind of like, okay, I don't see them making AJ a heel anytime soon. So I could see them siding with Roman. That'd be kind of cool. Or, you know, or doing their own thing. But I don't know. I wouldn't mind them being Roman's guys now.
No, that's not going to happen. They would make him look weak. Again, I'm going to reiterate, they cost Styles the match, but they do not side with Roman.
But that's what a heel does. A heel's supposed to look weak.
I wouldn't say supposed to, just depends on the heel.
All right, you're right. I take that back. But it just seems like, I mean, that's a heel kind of thing is, you know, you have to use upmanship to not everybody. I mean, Brock Lesnar, for crying out loud, when he was a heel, he didn't have to do any of that stuff. But, you know, just you see that a lot. So I don't know.
Are you assuming that Roman's a heel? Like, I don't understand.
He's, I don't know. It's just, they're showing more and more. He's showing more and
more.
He's
not a bad guy. He's not a good guy. He's the guy.
But, I mean, if you want to flip him, that's the way to do it. I mean, that's because everybody's going to hate it more. Why the fuck are you hooking these guys up with Roman? You know, he's supposed to be with AJ. If they would pull heel stuff off with AJ now, the fans are going to love it. They're going to love that stuff. They're going to cheer, and you have no way for them to cheer to Roman anymore. So if you're going to really want to boo Roman Reigns, even make it to where, like, everybody's going to want to boo him, you make those guys go with Roman.
I think that's it. You good?
I'm good. Oh, let me check the guys. Oh man, we got something from. Do you want to enlarge in your cock? No.
Seeing how they don't, they would cock. Seeing how they wouldn't say cock, they'd say penis.
Okay. No, yeah, I'm not seeing anything. Just new followers to Wrestlecast, our Twitter page. That's about it. So if I missed you, I'm sorry. Let me know and we'll work something out.
Yeah, I pulled it up. There's nothing.
Send all complaint tweets to Andy.
WIR Cata with a K. We'd appreciate that.
To Kai Valentine. What's his Twitter handle?
Squabblebox. At Squabblebox.
Not that one. All right. Let's get into best of the week. And we'll start with AA.
Okay. All right. My kids have been on me and on me and on me. They got a trampoline for Christmas. So I finally put it up. It finally got nice enough for me to put it up. So I got it all up, and they couldn't wait for the cage to go up, the six-side cage, blah, blah, blah. And they're trying to go over, you know, we're all going to be three guys, and they're kind of fighting over. And of course, the guy that they're fighting over is AJ Styles. I want to be AJ Styles.
Did you assemble a TNA ring? Like, what the fuck, six sides?
I know, that's what I was thinking, but yeah, if you look at my I don't have a picture of it now.
Have all the dark. Have all the neighborhood kids come over, and you already have higher ratings on TNA.
but yeah, the net or the cage or whatever that comes along with my trampoline has six sides. So maybe that's where Total Impact came from, TNA. They got the idea. They were playing around in the trampoline. Maybe
Dixie Carter comes to your house trying to sell you that.
Could be worse. Jeff Jarrett could come to your house trying to sell gold.
that was fucking ridiculous.
That's pretty
funny. I heard that.
But yeah, my kids have been outside on the trampoline for the longest time. It's got a black surface, so they all have freaking sunburns. So, if you're going to get a trampoline, don't get a black surface trampoline. That's all.
I think almost all trampolines have black surfaces.
Maybe just don't play at 3 in the afternoon for 8 hours.
Did you not see the burns on Triple H's thighs when they wrestled last year at WrestleMania?
That was white, though, too, so maybe white's even worse. When they at WrestleMania, wasn't that a white canvas or canvas?
Black's worse because it absorbs sunlight easier.
Okay, so that's all.
Kurt.
Sunday, we finally hit double digit temperatures here, so I went out and I played some softball. I didn't tear my quads, as Mr. Old School thinks I'm constantly going to do.
You should never leave the house. That's all I'm saying.
I put on sunscreen because I'm paler. I'm a very pale, pale man. Ghosts are actually darker than I am. So I put on sunscreen, which I was very thankful for.
Are you a Seamus pale or Paige pale?
I'm between them, and I have to wear sunscreen or I burn very easily. And then finding out that I'm finally going to get ROH TV on the Fight Network here in Canada starting next week, so I can actually start watching Ring of Honor TV.
Oh, you actually get the Fight Network?
Yep.
Ever watch House of Hardcore on there?
I've perused on it before, and then there's some other Vegas federation we get to where it's Gangrel is in charge, or Vampire Warrior, as he's called now.
I've seen that you can get Fight Network on Roku. Can I get that in America? Do you know?
I think it might be a different one.
Because after I heard about the ROH thing, I was like, oh my god, that makes you actually want to get a Roku so I can get watch Fight Network.
I don't know if you have the same one as here, but I'm not sure. So
say, go out and get it right now.
What the fuck is it?
I was about to say, he's begging for it. He just find any way he can say it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bio.
I guess the having the Nerf Bullet or whatever we're calling them attack Roman Reigns and just further that story along, because we're all guessing what they're gonna do at the Payback special event or whatever we're calling it now. I like the fact that the Bullet Club finally debuted on Raw last week, and I hear spoiler alert that they're supposed to have a match next week on Raw. So I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah, I thought I heard it was them versus Usos next week.
That I didn't read too much into. All I saw was the headline that said that they're making their in-ring debut next week.
And just a quick FYI for Heavy, Fight Network is available nationwide in Canada on select carriers in the U.S. and globally in over 30 countries across Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. It also offers its service on Roku devices across North America.
So is that a yes or no, Kim? Bullshit. Ooh, that means I'm going to be getting a Roku soon.
So, are we doing final thoughts? Because I got a question that just I wanted to ask later, or do I hold off on?
You want to just run this show? Yeah, just you take over, buddy. No problem.
Oh my god, sorry. No, I can't. Just the thought of you hosting the show.
Hey, just watch the plant when I host the show. Is three the number now? It seems like all the factions are it's somehow, some way, it seems like they always end up with three now. I kind of like that number. That seems to be the magic number.
Three and enough, man. I need five.
I don't know. It just seems like...
Hold on. League of Nations.
They're down to three now.
They were four, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're
three. No, that's what I'm saying. It just seems like fate now. Everything's coming to be three.
They have to make the new Bullet Club, like, epic NWO, as many people as possible in it at some point.
The real Bullet Club already did that. Two words, Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff and Karen were both in the Bullet Club.
Yeah, didn't Karen just spit at... I heard somewhere where Karen was... I don't know if it was on this podcast or what, where Karen was spitting at some other girl. Can she just go off and... I'm sorry. I'm done with Karen Jarrett. Just get away.
Are you done, Bio?
Yeah, I'm done.
Instead of getting interrupted.
No, I'm good. I'm done.
I'm sorry. Old Soul School.
Best of the week. Just Raw in general is fucking fantastic, man. Small little things you want to cut, but overall, great segments. Kept me interested. Great wrestling. Great talking. Fun segments. A lot of laughs. And also, Hitler.
Wow.
See my what's on for actual reference to that.
All right, and I guess
best of the week is Hitler.
It sounds so wrong, but it actually makes sense if you listen to.
I'm gonna give you a too sweet and an LOL for that.
There you go.
I guess that's up to my best of the week, and it all basically boils down to meeting Shawn Michaels. The boyhood dream came true. When I went out to Philly last Friday, long fucking day and trip to get out there, but we finally did. Posted up at the hotel, and then we went to the convention the next day. There was a lot of people there, as in, like, wrestler-wise, but you had to pay so much money for everybody, and I got a gold ticket. My gold ticket, some stuff about it that I forgot, but it was more like, hey, $200 to get you into here and there, and does this and that, and I'm like, all right, cool, when I knew there were some perks. One of them was you got... two autograph tickets and two pitcher tickets with wrestlers in a certain group. These weren't like no-name wrestlers. I mean, Steamboat was in that group. Billy Gunn was in that group. Bill Dempsey was in that group. Sammy Callahan, Tommy Dreamer, Rhino. I think that's it. Maybe RVD was kind of in that too. Yeah, RVD was in that group too. And then with my two tickets that I got pictures and autographs from Sammy Callahan and Bull Dempsey so I can make not only Bio jealous with Bull Dempsey, but DRG jealous with Sammy Callahan. Paid $100 to get my picture taken and autograph for Shawn Michaels. Absolutely amazing. I've always said, meet your fucking heroes. Meet the people you love, especially in wrestling. Depending on who they are, some will let you down, but I've yet to have that. But then again, I don't love Vader, because I've actually heard horror stories about Vader. But, you know, Brett and Shawn were top two, and they were both really awesome guys. And then, after that...
So you paid money to make me jealous.
Well, no. Because everybody else was like, I was never a big Billy Gunn fan, so I threw that out there. Tommy Dreamer, I technically got his picture with him before, and I'm not that big of a Tommy Dreamer fan. Cool dude, and I think I can work ways to get it for free. But I was like, throw Tommy Dreamer out.
Didn't you get a picture with him already?
Did I mention that? Okay, the fact that I did just mention that.
Oh, sorry, fine. I wasn't sorry.
Hey, Heavy.
Yeah?
Roku, I just checked. Fight Network's $3 a month.
That's not bad.
Yeah, $30 a year, $3 a month.
Oh, I'd do the $30 a year. Yeah. Just get out of the way. Oh, that'll make, instead of downloading ROH, because I have to download ROH every week. I'm like 3 weeks behind on it.
I don't know if they have on-demand, though, but I don't know if it's streaming or on-demand, but I might try the free trial just to check it out.
Yeah, I'll look into that.
Cool.
But anyway, afterwards, I went to Tony Luke's, which is one of the top Philly cheesesteak places in Philly, and it's right. And also, I should say too, the event was at the ECW Arena, 2300 Arena. So it was actually cool to be inside the arena, but right down the road from it is Tony Luke's. Awesome fucking place. The cheese that they put on there, what they suggest you to put on there, or they recommend, a lot of people do, is Cheese Whiz. Oh my god.
Yeah, when I cut through Philly, we went to Geno's, which is supposed to be the home of the cheesesteak. And I'm like, oh, what kind? They're like, put the Whiz. I'm like, all right, you guys know what the fuck you're talking about. So
yeah, I think it's between
Geno's, oh my god,
Geno's and Tony Luke's. I think those are the main two. Then there's a couple others because Veda was there, Veda Scott, and having some sort of relationship with her. And I was talking to her about wanting to go to Tony Luke's. And she's like, well, she is a vegan. She mentioned like these are the top places, but then she mentioned like a couple others that people talk about, but like aren't as like Nash like. Or widely known as the other two. But anyway, had the food there. It was great. Then we went back to the arena and went to the House of Hardcore show. So to actually witness a show in the arena was awesome. The whole night was dedicated to Balls Mahoney. A lot of great wrestling. I got to finally see Pepper Parks live and see Cherry Bomb again, which I've always heard great things about Pepper Parks. They played heels in the ring, and Pepper Parks went against Cherry Bomb. They were both excellent. And then speaking with them outside of the ring, because I wanted to get a picture with them, also to make DRG jealous, is they're so fucking nice. Like, it just blew me away. And, oh, I forgot to mention, the other perk that I got was because of I bought the gold package. I got a quote, all-access pass, which was equivalent to my ticket. That's a sticker plus they gave a free poster, event poster, to all the people that bought those tickets. And they, they gave out the posters, and if you had both of those, you could get an autograph from anybody there on it. So even though they're not on the poster, I got autographs from also there, Stan Hansen, Steamboat, RVD, everybody I could get an autograph on, and I did. So it's kind of, eventually that's going to be hanging on my wall. There's a couple people that come to AIW that didn't sign it that were at the event and on the posters, and I want to get them to sign it. But another match I want to throw out there is Sammy Callahan versus Brian Cage from Lucha Underground. That was awesome. So finally get to see Sammy Callahan live. In a throw a little side thing, I did tell him that like he was my indie bucket list and all that stuff because, you know, no one wants to book him in Northeast Ohio. And he basically told me that there's a booking in Canton that they're working on, which I know the company's talking about. So I'm like, motherfucker. Now I'll see you there. But anyway.
That's main cool that you finally got to see him.
Main event was Rhino RVD, which wasn't that bad, but I was happy they had a Sandman come out at the end of the match. Like, it was, the match was over. Like, so to witness some of those entrances live in the arena was pretty cool, even though it wasn't officially ECW. But to that whole trip was definitely fun, worth my time and money. But best of the week, I met Shawn Michaels.
That's cool. Was he's super, super nice?
Oh, yeah. And the other thing, too, because, like, you had to wait in line to get to his part. He was, like, the main attraction of it all. So to get in that line, it was so fucking long. Like, it extended into the other part of the convention. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to wait till that bitch gets down short. And I waited probably within an hour before he was, like, supposed to leave. And it was, I probably waited in line no more than 5 minutes.
Now, when he looked at you, did you have to make sure he was looking at you and not somebody off to the side? Or
a little bit. I got the handshake from him, and anybody who listened to the AllWrestling.com Week in Review back in 2013 during my cash-in call to Captain Awesome, I mentioned about meeting Bret Hart, and I said I want to meet Shawn Michaels someday and tell him thank you for giving me the best birthday present ever when you beat Bret Hart at the Iron Man match. And I actually told him that and said, like, you know, that meant so much to me because that was my 10th birthday. And I think he said it was my pleasure. So that was fun. And I was afraid I was going to get choked up and cry. I'm not afraid to admit that because the excitement of that moment, like, actually, like, it happening. I didn't cry when it happened, but afterwards when I was posting, like, the picture online, like, I started to get choked up a little bit because it was, like, sinking in, like, that actually happened. But nothing actually, like, materialized.
I just want to say thank you for what you said and the pain you did to your bodies.
Andy is our, it's still real to meet the Emmett guy. We need to get you a phrase that you could say like that, and like we'll try to get, like, can it go viral?
That's fine. I'll just don't post that picture of the old Andy anymore, please.
it's your carp twin.
God. Hey, by the way, if I would have gotten all those guys you said you had the option of two, I probably would have went with RVD just to get the contact tie.
Here's the thing about RVD, too, that kind of sucks. Thursday night, I think it was. Yeah, Thursday night, he was doing a comedy show in my area at a cheap...
Wait.
Yes,
he was doing a comedy show.
Yes. RVD is stand-up comedy. And I had a friend text me, because I had a friend who was actually working the show as a comedian. And I had a friend of mine text me Thursday. He was like, RVD, is that my gym? And I was thinking, well, yeah, he's in the area and all this kind of stuff. Like, I realized what it was, but I was too far away to even make it there in time. And he's like, oh, I didn't know if you want to come up here and meet him and whatnot. I'm like, nah. But I explained to him, like, yeah, I understood that he was there, and I'll see him on Saturday. Even though I didn't get a picture with him, I did mention that he was at that I was in the area of his comedy show and all that stuff. He was like, you could tell he was high. X-Pac was high. Oh, who else was there? Oh, I can't remember some of the names. SoCal Val, Kurt Angle, Mia Yim, James Storm. James Storm was nice, pretty nice as fuck. I feel bad for him now that his tag team partner completely deserted him and went to potentially go on the WWE. Booker T, and I didn't know this until before the show, but I didn't buy it at that show. Yes, I said before the show, because I met him last week, but they came out with a G.I. Bro comic book, and he was actually selling them there. Because I thought he supposedly hated the character G.I. Bro.
So there's a G.I. Joe Bro right now?
No, G.I. Bro.
G.I. Bro right now.
And now you're just forcing it, man.
Yeah.
You're just forcing it.
Andy is the Roman Reigns of this podcast, as he doesn't know when to stop. Believe that.
So I should stop right now.
But going through other names, SoCal, like I said, SoCal Val, Gorgeous George, obviously.
Oh,
the female Gorgeous George.
But yeah, but is she like, okay? Don't say she's not attractive anymore, because that was, I'm sorry, but that was, she was drop dead back in the day. I just drop dead.
Now she's literally drop dead.
she was okay.
That's good.
Sabu was there. Blue Meanie was there. I was pissed the motherfucker didn't have 2X for the BWO shirt. Howard Finkel was there.
That'd be awesome. That's awesome. Yeah.
Mr. Wonderful was there, and I kind of mentioned Stan Hansen was there, too. I'd have to go through my... Mickey James was there. What was random, too? I don't know why this happened. Abyss showed up out of nowhere, and he was walking around. He was wearing the mask. It was clearly fucking him. A couple of wrestlers, you know, went up to him, like, and got a hug. So I was like, oh, like, this was during the convention. I figured, oh, he's going to be at House of Hardcore later tonight. Okay. Wasn't there. And I was like, so does Abyss just have nothing to do? Because... He's not. What the fuck was that about?
He just wanted to hang out with his buddies, I guess. I don't. Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Luger was there in a wheelchair. Snitsky was there.
Oh, damn it! Oh, old school loves Snitsky. Loves Snitsky.
Don't fucking start, buddy. Don't fucking start.
And
did Luger touch his penis while he was there?
Old school, it wasn't your fault.
I had so many shouting matches with Carp and his our mutual buddy Watson about this fucking Snitsky guy, man. And
Snitsky must be his doppelganger.
He's my kryptonite. Snitsky is my kryptonite.
His 1 month TNA run was more interesting than his last year in WWE.
I don't even think it was a month, man. It was like two episodes.
I think it was a month, three episodes, something like that. They taped it in the same day. It doesn't matter.
The worst of all, and I hate saying that, but it is my own opinion on it. Bobby Heenan was there.
Aww.
The most fucked up thing I'll ever say is I kind of want Bobby Heenan to die. And I was happy to hear someone else say that this weekend, one of the owners of AIW, because it's just, you feel really bad that, like, this is how he's living his life now, and it's not the Bobby Heenan we knew and loved growing up, and he's not just an older version, it's just, it's sad to look at.
It's kind of like Dick Clark, when Dick Clark was, had his stroke there, you know, and he wanted to be on camera and count down. It's just, yeah. I mean, I don't want him to die, but yeah, I feel sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I thought of, Cole Cabana and Veda Scott were there. And Dennis Stamp, they were all at AIW's table. That's why I kind of looked over them in my head. I think that's all the main people. I kind of mentioned X-Pac. There's a couple in the other indie talents there. But anyway. Met Shawn Michaels to sum it all up.
Did it fucking suck to go to work after you got back home? That would just suck to do all that and then have to go back to work.
Oh, you mean to drive all day Friday, and then like drive all day Sunday, and then
go back to
work and drive?
No, I mean like have hella fun. Yes, I said hella fun. And you know, be like, just kind of like how a lot of those guys went through WrestleMania, did all that stuff, and then you got to show up and be normal.
I mean, that's
heavy
life.
Set. Yeah, yeah. I guess.
It's life. I got...
He's heavy set every day.
So yeah, it's just more or less that. That's life. Eventually you have to go back to the real world. But for one day, I got to shake the hand of one of my idols growing up. One of my superheroes is like I call him. Fuck it. YOLO, you only live once. And now I'm seeing like so many bookings for Shawn Michaels. Like he's booked at a wrestling show in Maryland soon. He's doing a comic book convention. I think it's the Indie Pop Convention in Chicago. I think that's the one, and he's booked with Marty Jannetty. I'm like, motherfuckers.
If there's a YouTube video of RVD's comedy, please send me a link to that. I gotta see this.
All right, we're gonna wrap up the show. I went way too long, but yeah, I just had to go on my little talk about that. I've been holding it in all episode, trying not to make no references, and I'm happy Annie didn't make any this week either. Good boy. But we'll try to make it. Yeah. Final thoughts, plugs, Andy.
I don't want to steal your thunder, so I'm trying not to. I'm getting better. I'm trying. So, final thoughts. I love life. Love wrestling. WA_WIR.
Just don't put that you love wrestling on Twitter.
No, go ahead. You can.
Oh my god. No, because I have like retweeted something. I think I did it on Ohio Report.
I'm just spreading the word, man.
Literally it comes back to me, and I'm like, mother, old school.
Fight Network also has TNA Impact for the three people who watch that, and also AAA. So they're apparently going to add ROH to like a Fighting Tuesday night, where you have Tuesday night of Impact, ROH and AAA at this on the same night. So I think that's kind of cool. $3 a month. I'm currently doing a trial subscription. Check me out, oldschoolmovies.net, trendingtopicsnetwork.com, at All Beer Inside as well. New episode should come out soon.
Bio.
You can follow me on Twitter at biohazard_FTV.
Kerp.
At Killer Carbidium on Twitter. As for StableWars.com, WWE Stable Wars, your actual fantasy football style WWE game, is your stables are due by just before payback. As well, in UFC news, we have a UFC pay-per-view. You do good all year long, you can win a DVD. As well, Conor McGregor is taking his ball and going home because he's a bitch.
What the fuck, man?
He's not fighting no more or what?
He pulled himself out of UFC 200 and he announced his retirement on Twitter. Please note, I used air quotations.
I thought I read like it was because they pulled him, they didn't want him to be on 200.
No, they wanted him on 200 to make it the biggest selling pay-per-view of all time. And then he's like, I'm retiring.
Yeah, what the hell happened? It was just like, he was managing that fight, and then all of a sudden it's like boy, he just got like someone kicked him in the dick or something, man. It's just
he lost the fight. He lost his last fight, and he's being a little bitch about it. And he probably wants double or triple the money, and Dana White's like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
Oh, okay.
So you thought money. I thought it was really like maybe he thinks he can't beat him.
He can't beat Diaz. He can't. Just Diaz's weight alone, he's going to murder him each and every time.
I wonder what GSP would have to say about Conor McGregor.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
All right. Of course, follow me at HeavySet330. You can find the show and follow the show at Razzlecast. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Razzlecast, and you can send your emails if you choose to do so. But maybe it's because we do it on a Tuesday, people don't want to send in on a Tuesday. But there's a particular Spanish table announcing show that does days and people send shit to them.
They're a rap song on a Tuesday,
And they sound like shit. Why even listening? You gotta listen to us, man. We're way better.
Well,
probably that's because we mic check.
Because they moved to Blog Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
No, it's because T-Mac went down to Texas, or moved on the road.
Daniel Parman,
one more time.
I'm going to fuck it up. Daniel Parman, San Antonio, Texas. Did I say right?
We're not going to play it. But he went to Texas, and he has headphones, but he doesn't have, like, a mic besides the one on his laptop. And there's, like, that delay, and the sound. Yeah, it sounds bad. I never even finished it.
It doesn't cost very much to go get a mic, does it?
No, what blows my mind, these guys are fucking radio guys. Like, they sound professional every week, and the second they got to go on Skype, they shit themselves and they don't know how to figure it out. It blows my mind.
All right.
Sound like they're in the Iraq.
I love that. I love that tweet.
All right. And for all of us, we will catch you next week.
Made too many mistakes that I just could've made right. Should've been more focused. Did I take things like cool. Just a big fish caught up in the shallowest pool. Not a big name player, that fact is true. Never would have been shit without the cats he knew. He got lucky, rode the coattails of everyone's fame. In 2 weeks, ain't nobody gonna remember his name. Fuck it, I'm ready to go. I done made records, made monetary off of the flow. More importantly though, I proved everyone wrong. It's all love regardless of what you say when I'm gone. What now?
What would you do if it all ended tomorrow? Time running out, ain't no more you can borrow. So many paths, which one you gonna follow? What would you do if it all ended tomorrow? What would you do if it all ended tomorrow? Time running out, ain't no more you can borrow. So many paths, which one you gonna follow? What would you do? What would you do?
I want y'all to feel the realness, the truth in my words. I've been quiet for too long, the truth should be heard. It was a while back, 10:20 in the morning. Cat showed up on my lawn in a rugged uniform. Unexpected, there's a knock at my door. I met this fool in the club, I done seen him before. Open to greet him, but the second he sees me, his eyes buckle, his voice is uneasy. But it's cool, I ain't even catch it at first. I check his shoulder, homie's rocking a purse. Now I know something's tricky, but I'm already sitting down. Homie pipes up, you should hear what he's spitting now. Says I've been sleeping with his wifey, and he ain't the type of cat to take that shit lightly. I made a move and he told me, homie, wait. Reached in his purse, pulled a chrome 38. He asked me if I'm ready to die. Said he was gonna blow my brains all over the sky. Said he was leaving the country and he's straight with the passports. Cocked the hammer, I'm thinking my last thoughts. I'm in a bad way, nothing can save this. I close my eyes, hoping it's painless. Just waiting for the sound, ready to swallow too. But homie having trouble with his follow through. By a miracle, I avoided the chalk ground. Homie's confused, he just wanna be talked down. His wife is sleeping through town and he knew it. Picked me out of a crowd but couldn't do it. We squashed it. As he's walking away, I realize life is short, so I'm marking the day. Now it's full speed ahead, I rest when I'm dead. And I could give a fuck of what the next man said. I live how I wanna live, buy what I wanna buy, do what I wanna do, try what I wanna try. Fear nothing, take chances, not afraid to fail, always making advances. So when I ride on the Grim Reaper highway, no regrets, bitch, I did it my way, yeah.
What would you do if it all ended tomorrow? Time running out, ain't no more you can borrow. So many paths, which one you gonna follow? What would you do if it all ended tomorrow? What would you do if it all ended tomorrow? Time running out, ain't no more you can borrow. So many paths, which one you gonna follow?